tomorrow, December 24th, Christmas Eve, you can finally stream Beatles music on all your devices on nearly all music streaming services. I realize that for some of you, tomorrow is today, right now. How is it out there? Has it changed your life forever? Peter Kafka over at Recode points out it's probably easier to tell you where you can't stream the Beatles. That's Pandora and RDO and any other streaming service that doesn't make deals with labels. What do you think about this, Kevin?
Well, I think it's a big deal because it's going to introduce a totally different generation to the Beatles that may not have heard it in the past, because a lot of the younger crowd is using, you know, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play Music, and so on. So it is a big deal for those folks. For me personally, I mean, while I'm happy to see it, I've bought the entire Beatles catalog several times over. I have the CD collection. I have the vinyl collection on mono. I've got just last month they came out with a Blu-ray Beatles 1 pack. So I've seen a lot of different concerts and such in high def restored and so on. And to be honest, having already owned the Beatles catalog, I've already uploaded the entire catalog digitally to Google Play Music, Apple Music, and Amazon. So I've kind of been streaming them for a while now, but that's because I also bought the catalog. People won't have to buy the actual catalog here. This is a big deal and a big money saver for folks.
So yeah, so it's Beatles for cheapskates, essentially.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, well, it's totally true what you're saying about the generation. When I was younger, much younger than I am today, that's my first Beatles pun. I've got more where there's a lot more where that is coming from. I used to listen to a lot of Beatles, but my children, who are mostly just listening to what they can stream on Apple Music or Pandora or Spotify, they haven't been listening to it. So this is interesting, because I think for all of us that, you know, weren't adults in the Beatles heyday, we still listen to it a lot as children, and they maybe didn't, unless they had parents like yourself who bought it all. So yeah, this will be interesting. You can listen to it on Apple Music now, Spotify, Tidal, Amazon. And it's also an interesting commentary on the fact that Pandora and RDO, they don't get it. They got Adele because they didn't make deals, but now they don't get Beatles because they do make deals with them, because, you know, the other people are making the deals, the Apple Music and the Google Play Music. They're the ones making the deals. Pandora's just sort of getting stuff, but not the Beatles.
Yeah, and I wonder how much of this has to do with licensing and what the folks behind the Beatles are actually earning from all this, because let's face it, I mean, I know from having spent lots of money on Beatles stuff, they don't give it away for free. They never have. They probably never will. And every couple of years, they come out with some new version of something. I would imagine a high-resolution audio version in a year or two of the entire catalog. But so I don't know if it was a money thing or just a legal thing or what, but it's kind of a shame that they're not on RDO and Pandora.
So do you know why now? Why they made these deals now?
You know, I can't say for sure. If I had to guess, though, I'd say, you know, the time is now for something new, Beatles. I mean, you know, it was 2010 when they came out on iTunes, and then we had the mono and vinyl set come out last year. There's really nothing new this year other than the Beatles 1 Blu-ray and CD, which is just a rehash of the old Beatles 1 album from the year 2000. So maybe it's just time to earn a little more money from that back catalog, and this was just the thing they could do right now.
So you have a good Beatles social media story. Tell us that story.
Well, yeah, it illustrates the power of social media, because back in, I guess it was 2010, I started playing Beatles Rock Band on the Xbox. I think that's when it came out. It might have been 2009. And I tweeted one time that I finally nailed the bass portion of Get Back with 100% score at the hardest level. And that generated some tweets back and forth with this guy who's like, yeah, it's really hard, so on and so forth. We went back and forth, and he said he travels a lot. And he's like, you know, I might be in your area, in the Philadelphia area sometime. You know, I'll have to challenge you. I said, yeah, let's go for it. I have no idea who this guy is. I said, you know, I wish you good luck. He goes, well, I won't need luck. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, I'm Paul's bassist. So it turns out it's Brian Ray, who is Paul's bassist on the tour. And sure enough, about 6 months later, when Paul came to Philadelphia, I had put on Facebook that my son and I were going to go to the concert. And I got a private message from Brian, which was unexpected. And he just said, hey, go to the will call. There's two VIP backstage passes for you. And sure enough, I hung out with the entire band, met with Brian, you know, get the free food, the whole shebang, everything before the show. Paul was in the next room, and there were people that were going to get to see him, but we couldn't get in. I mean, we were like within inches of that door, and I really thought for a second Brian was going to get us in. Closest I ever came to meeting Sir Paul, but it is amazing to me how social media just inadvertently made that work out.
So was that before or after the tattoo?
That was before the tattoo. That was 2010. Tattoo was 2013.